It's the Best Lifing Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of Best Lifers share their stories.
Wait. What is this Best Lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start Best Lifing.
Hello and welcome to the Best Lifing Show on Be Unique Radio Station. Today we have something super cool. We have Monty here. He's going to share a little bit about his, you know, self-growth journey and share some of his professional boxing tips and tricks. So here we go, Monty.
Hi, everybody. My name is Montasera, but people around here, they call me Monty. I'm from Egypt, born and raised originally, and I moved here about 5 years ago. I moved here when I was 15 years old. And my story when it comes to boxing and getting healthy is quite interesting. So it starts off with, I was an obese child. Well, not obese, I was out of weight. I was a little on the heavier side. And all my life growing up, I was very insecure about myself. I had a lot of problems with how I looked. I didn't like being in my own skin. And so that caused a lot of problems for me. And eventually, I just got tired of it, and I picked up boxing. I honestly can say that boxing saved my life in many ways. For starters, it helped me drop the weight and get in better shape. And to me, it was an outlet because growing up, I faced a lot of adversities and problems, you know, in school, with family, personal issues, things that everybody has to deal with. And to me, boxing was my outlet. I would go to the gym and I would distract myself from whatever problems I was facing. And for the first time, I was pretty good at something, and it made me feel good about myself. It made me feel that this is a calling for mine. So I stuck to the gym, you know, I spent most of my time working out, hitting the bags, stuff like that. And then I moved over here when I was 15 years old. And when I moved, I had left all my friends in high school, and I just came to a completely new environment and a completely new place without any friends. And I felt very alienated coming from a completely different country. And so my first couple of years were very hard, and I had to battle a lot of mental difficulties. I fell into depression a couple of times, and I was going through a very dark road, so to say. And I had stopped boxing for a little while because I felt like it was gonna do nothing for me, and I kept blaming all my problems on myself. And I just, instead of doing something about it, I just sat there and I wallowed in sadness, and it really didn't help. Until one day I was walking down on South Beach here in Miami. I was walking down the Alton Road, and I came across a boxing gym called Fifth Street Boxing. And I saw that the guys there, they were sparring, you know, they were in there, they're having a good time, hitting the bags, fighting one another. And so I said, why don't I put my gloves on, get in there and see how I do with these other well-trained, you know, more experienced fighters. So I stepped in the ring, and I actually do pretty good for myself, you know, and that's when my calling woke me up again. I was like, okay, clearly I've been given a gift, so I can't sit here and throw it away. So I got back to the gym, I stuck back into it, and I used it as a distraction from all my problems. It was the only thing that made me feel good, you know, in the midst of all the family drama I was going through, all being here alone, feeling completely alienated. I had some type of way to express myself. You know, many people look at boxing and they think it's just such a rough, rugged sport where two people get in there and they beat on each other. To me, it's more than that. To me, boxing is, it's almost like a language. You know, I know how to express myself through hitting the bags or hitting the pads. You know, it comes to me naturally almost. And I kept training, and being that I had pretty raw talent, one of the managers over there at Fifth Street, he saw the potential I had, and so he picked me up, and he matched me with a world-renowned trainer, and I started working with him. And little by little, I started seeing that my skill set was advancing more and more. But then again, I was throwing a curveball. I had to deal with more family problems, and I slipped into depression again. And I stopped boxing for my senior year of high school. And that's when things really got very bad. I had to leave Miami, and I moved with my mother to a different state. And things got pretty rough for me until I decided to move back to Miami alone. I left my mom and my sisters, and I came back here, and I kept working with this trainer. And eventually, I would go around sparring at gyms. For those who don't know the term, sparring is when you practice fight. So I go around sparring with gyms, stuff like that, and then I stumbled upon a gym, Normandy Gym, is currently my home gym. And out of the blue, the owner of the gym, he told me he wanted to do whole pads for me. And which to me was very weird, because I had been going to that gym for about 4 or 5 months, and nobody ever noticed me. I would just go there on my own. And even the trainer I had trained with, he just stopped paying attention to me, because, you know, I don't understand. I wasn't very consistent. So I would just go to the gym. I would go to Normandy Gym on my own. I'd stay hours and hours in the bag, just trying to get myself in shape and conditioning shape. And at the same time, get my mind off my problems and just release all the anger and tension I had inside of myself. Until I heard about this competition coming up called the Golden Gloves. And so I decided to take it upon myself to sign up for the competition and see what all the hype is about, you know. And I had about 2 weeks to get ready. In 2 weeks, I dropped probably 35 pounds, not knowing what the hell I was doing. I dropped 35 pounds. I was dehydrated. I came underweight. And regardless, I bought a bus ticket, and I went up to West Palm Beach. And I went to the weigh-in, and I came in on weight, and I fought for the Golden Gloves title. And by some miracle, through my hard work and my consistent training regimen, I won. And it was actually very difficult to win, because I was fighting an opponent in his own home gym, and the whole, like, all the audience were basically his family members. So been give you a little sum up of the rules of boxing. In amateur boxing, there's something called an eight second standing count. And that means when you hit somebody pretty hard and you rock them, the referee will stop and give them the 8 second standing count. I actually, in my first round in the fight, I dropped the guy, and they gave him a 15 second count because they wanted him to win, because it was his own home gym in the middle of his family. Like, everybody around was supporting him. And so I was sort of like the ugly duckling. Everybody was going against me, and regardless, I still held my own. I fought my fight. And a fun fact, I had to compete with a broken nose, because 2 days earlier I had broken my nose sparring, getting ready for it. And the same thing happened in the second round. I dropped the guy again. They give him another 15 second count, and then the last round, just three rounds, I give it my everything, and I'm just throwing as many punches as I can until the bell goes out. And eventually, I thought I had lost, because, I mean, I saw that I was outnumbered. I was there on my own. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have nobody in my corner. I had a coach from the other home team had to give me water and stuff like that. So I was pretty much out there on my own. And I was in disbelief when I heard they calling my name. I was like, something's not right. And then the referee put my hand up, and I was like, wow, I really did this. Despite everything I had to go through, I still came out victorious, because, you know, I committed to something and I believed in myself, and I just went for it. You know, I didn't let anything hold me back. Typically, when somebody is getting ready for anything, whether it's being a competition, you know, studying for a test, some type of big meeting, everybody has fears running through their mind. You know, what if I mess up, or what if I'm not good enough, or, you know, what if I come too short, stuff like that. I use those fears to fuel my flame, you know. And so, yeah, I came back, and I presented my belt to the owner of the gym where I work at, and then you know, that's when he started working with me, because I showed him I had potential and I was worth his time. And it actually became a pretty good match. Me and this trainer blossomed into something really special. You know, I look at him right now as my father figure in my life because of the close relationship that we have built. And I mean, boxing has done so much for me. Honestly, it's my business now. I'm a personal trainer. I want to open up my own gym at some point. And you know, it's to me, it's just more than a sport. It is my life. And to put it in more relatable terms to those who aren't good at boxing, or whatever, I would say if you're going through a rough time and if you're really struggling, you know, mentally, or you're just going through a rough patch in life, find something that you're good at. Everybody's talented in their own way, whether it's writing, singing, playing an instrument. Find something that will take your mind off of whatever problems you're dealing with, an outlet. Boxing was my outlet. It could be writing for others, it could be, you know, running, it could be biking, some type of activity that'll just make you feel good, something that you're good at that'll, you know, it'll make you proud of yourself. And just dwell in it. Find your calling and just let yourself go. Don't hold back. Don't let any fears hold you back. Don't let any doubts hold you back. You know, sometimes the best things in life are placed right behind fear. Once you overcome that fear, you'll see that you unlock so many great things, and there's just so much to achieve, because fear limits you from doing so many great things. I mean, if it weren't for my hard-headedness and dedication, I probably would have never competed, because I was pretty scared. You know, I'm stepping into this new environment all alone. Everybody's there has been training for months and, you know, getting ready for this fight. And out of the blue, I signed up 2 weeks before and I dropped 35 pounds. And I just said, you know, it is what it is. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I went there and I claimed what's mine. And I came back on top victorious. And to me, that's one of my proudest moments. That's when it really, you know, it meant twice as much to me, because I really understood what this win meant to me. It was more than just the belt. It was the fact that I was down on my knees and I didn't quit. I took the punches on my chin and I came back and I still stayed on top. So with that being said, my message to you guys is, wherever you are in life right now, whatever you're dealing with, just remember that it's only temporary. You know, everybody deals with problems. We all face our own difficulties. Some might be more severe than others, but at the end of the day, everything's gonna be all right. And if it's not, then, you know, you still gotta keep pushing. You still gotta fight your fight. You don't stop when you're tired. You only stop when you're done. And I honestly believe that in life, before leveling up, so to say, or coming on to something great, everything has to come crashing down and everything has to get a little bit more difficult. So it's way more worth your while when you accomplish whatever it is that you want to. And yeah, I mean, I could sit here all day and talk about boxing and stuff, but I don't want to bore you guys out too much, you know. So I'm actually going to start demonstrating. I'm going to give you guys a little pointers and tips, how to throw punches and exercises you can do at home to keep you guys in shape. And yeah, let's get straight to it. So it's a little windy outside here. I apologize if it's difficult to hear me. But so to get straight to it, what I'm going to talk about is finding your boxing stance, how to throw the box in the basic 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 punch of the boxing, and workouts you could do at home. You don't really need any accessories or equipment for it, so you can get started right away. Boxing is all about being balanced and knowing how to move your weight. You know, how to use your weight to your advantage, how to shift your weight properly. So how to find your boxing stance is how I always tell my clients to find their stance. Is usually I have like a line or a strip on the floor,
And you put both your feet together, standing like so, right? You spread your toes apart, you spread your heels apart, and then depending on if you're right-handed or you're left-handed, if you're right-handed, you step back with your right foot, sort of on an angle, and you adjust your left foot right in front of you, just like that. I don't know if you guys can see me too well. But your left foot is forward, your right foot is back, and you want to shift your weight evenly between both feet, crouch your knees a little bit. Now, as far as your hands, your right hand is glued to your right cheek, right here. And your left hand is right underneath your left eye, just like that. You have your shoulders hunched up, and there is how you get your boxing stance. That's how you stand if you're right-handed. Now, if you are left-handed, same process. Feet together, toes apart, heels apart, except this time you step back with your left foot, all right? And your left hand by your cheek. Your right hand right underneath your eye. Since I'm an orthodox boxer, meaning that my right hand is my dominant hand, I'm going to show you guys the punches through just the orthodox stance, all right? So right hand by your cheek, right hand covering your ribs, right elbow covering your ribs, left hand right underneath your eye, in a little crouch position. First punch in boxing I'm going to talk about is your jab, which is your left hand. Your jab is a very important tool. Some would argue that it is the most important punch in boxing because it sets up every other punch, right? So how to throw a jab, how to throw a proper jab is your left hand's right underneath your eye. What you want to do is you want to pivot your left foot and you want to be in the ball of your foot and you want to throw your left hip out and then extend your left arm, all right? Like so, right here. Pivot your foot, pivot your hip, extend your arm. You want to make sure that your shoulder's covering your chin. And when you throw your left arm out, you turn your hand over. All right? So right here, the boxing stance, extend your arm out. That is a jab, also known as a one. All right? Right there. That's how you throw your jab. Right? So like I said, the jab sets up everything. So going from a jab, your one, the next punch is a two. What you want to do now from here, if you want to pull back this left shoulder, all right, and as you pull back your left shoulder, you turn your foot back to how it was, and now throw your right shoulder out there and pivot your right foot, all right? Again, slowly, you go from a jab right here, all right, you pull back your left shoulder, you throw your right shoulder out, and you pivot that foot. You want to lean into it. You want to lean into your punch, all right? The purpose of the pivot is that it gives you more power and more reach, and you're able to hit your target with more range, right? You can throw a tool like this without turning your foot, but it's not going to be as powerful as throwing your whole body into it. So, you go from one, your jab, pull back the left shoulder, to a two, right there. And at all times, your hands are protecting your face. One arm goes, one arm stays. So one, watch how my foot is turned, my hip is pointing outside. I pull back and I pivot my whole body. Two, one arm goes, one arm stays. Notice that my chin is always covered, either by my shoulder or by my fists. One, two, all right? The purpose of turning your shoulder over, because it protects your chin. Your chin is one of the most vulnerable points that you could get hit on. In boxing, if you get tagged right on the chin most of the time, you're gonna hit the canvas, you're gonna hit the floor, right? So you always want to protect your chin either with your fists or with your shoulders. So after the two or the cross, you go from one, jab, two, which is also referred to as a cross. Coming up next is a three, which is a left hook. So this is where you should be at right now. Your two, throwing a left hook. What you want to do is you want to twist and lean a little bit. You want to twist and lean and sit down onto your left side, onto your left leg, so that all your weight is right now on your left leg. All your weight is shifted to your left leg. What you want to do is twist and lean and then shift that weight around and come around again. And you pull back and twist and turn. Right? Again, you go from two. See how my foot is turned? My whole arm is extended out. I pull back, twist, and throw that three coming right around. Again, you go from a two right here to a three. my feet are always turning. It's like they're on a swivel. Right? And a two, to a three. Two, to a three. Let's put all three punches together. One, two, three. All right? All right, now the next punch after the three is a four, which is your right hook. The three is your left hook. Four is a right hook. Now what you want to do is the same thing. How we shifted our weight here, twisting and winding up to the left. Now we got to do it on this side. We got to twist and lean to the right. Sit down so that our weight is on our right foot now. And then just shift that weight over. Swing it over. Boom. All right. Notice how my knees bent. All my weight is coming around. I put my whole body into it. Go from three, right here, to four. All right. And again. Three. My shoulders covering my chin. My other hands covering my chin. To four. Now put all four punches together slowly. One. Two. Three. Four. Every punch you throw, you have to make sure you are turning your hip and you're turning your feet. It's going to make the world of difference when it comes to power and range. Okay? So, again. One, your jab. Two, your cross. Three, your lead hook. Four, your rear hook. All right? After the four comes a five and six, which is a left and right uppercut. Okay? So you stop right there at the four. Now the five, what you want to do is you want to dip your elbow right into your hip and sort of lean down a little bit. All right? So right here, you dip your elbow into your hip and you lean down to put yourself in that uppercut position. You crouch down. And once you crouch down, you just bring your arm up in an upwards motion. And you open your body up. So you're looking four right here. Crouch down and come up to five. Alright, notice how my foot turns too. Four, crouch down, up to five. Again, four, crouch down, up to five. Four, crouch down, up to five. Okay? When you want to throw a five, make sure you dip your elbow into your hip. That puts you in a position where you're underneath your opponent's head, you're underneath his line, and you come up with it, right up the middle. Okay? Again, four, dip down, five. Four, dip down, five. Four, dip down, five. So after this, right here, what you want to do is your left uppercut. You're going to do the same thing on the other side. Now you're going to dip down on your right. Six, okay? Five, dip down on your right, six. Five, dip down to your right, six. Five, dip down to your right to adjust that position to throw a six. The right uppercut, come up with it, okay? Going through all six punches slowly. Again, let me do it on this angle so you guys can see. One, foot is turned, shoulder. Blocking my chin, arms fully extended out. I pull back my right shoulder, my left shoulder, I extend my right. Two, right there. I sit down, twist and lean. Three, sit down, twist and lean. Four, dip my elbow down into my hip. Five, dip my elbow down into my hip. Six, all right? From this angle again. One, two, three, four, five, six. As far as the positioning of your fists when it comes to the hooks, it varies. Some people like to have their fists facing the floor when they throw the hook, and some like to have their fists facing them. Facing the outside. Personally, I like to have my fists like this. This position right here. My palm facing me. It gives it more of a hooking motion. I can hook my arm around. All right. So those are the basic six punches. I'll go through them again. One, two, three, four, five, six. So an exercise that you could do at home is shadow boxing. Right. Shadow boxing is practicing your punches and typically fighting against your shadow. That's what it is. So how I, for shadow box is one of my favorite things. How I do it at the gym is I usually have a mirror right in front of me, and I'm watching myself in the mirror, and I'm throwing punches at myself. I'm aiming at my head, I'm throwing punches, I'm throwing my punches at myself, right? You do that for 3 minutes, I guarantee you, you're going to be sweating a whole bunch, and you're going to be burning a whole lot of calories, right? So I'll give you a little demonstration of what you can do for shadow boxing, right? Right here, practicing your punch, you can throw a 1-1-2, 1-1-2, right? Always want to move your head, 1-1-2, move your head, 1-2-3, move your head, 1-2-3. Just face, stand in front of a mirror, stand at home, whatever you're doing, you're waiting for your food to get microwaved or something, you know, just throw your punches. 1-2-3, no, 1-2-5, 1-2-5, 1-2-3-6. You can mix it up, there's no certain, you know, certain code or certain, you know, pattern that you throw your punches in. Alright? How I conduct my classes at Norman D. Gym is typically I start off with some aerobics, you know, using a little bit of weights, not too heavy, 2-3 pound weights, which if you guys have at home, it is a great way to tone up your arms, build speed and explosivity. If you have 2-3 pound weights, just grab your weights for a minute and a half. Just throwing your 1-2s, minute and a half, nonstop, 1-2s. All right? After that, you take a little 30-second break, throw it back to 5-6. With your 2-3 pound weights, whatever weights you have, 5-6, right there. That will help burn a lot of fat, and it'll help tone up your arms really quick, you know? And I've played a lot of sports growing up. You know, well, not really as teens, but, you know, in my high school years, I played water polo, played a little bit of football, played soccer, and most of these sports, they're demanding and they're very vigorous, but the most demanding and physically, you know, exhausting sport that I ever played, which you don't play, that I ever, you know, participated in would be boxing. You don't play boxing, always remember that, because once you step in the ring, you're risking your life every single time. So yeah, boxing is, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get in shape, if you want to build muscle, if you want to tone up, I really recommend boxing. If you don't know where to start, you know, you can look up tutorials online on how to throw your 1-2-3-4s. There's a lot of bunch of videos on YouTube, which could really help. And just, you know, keep practicing your punches, 1-2-3-4-5-6, all right? So, I'm going to give you guys a little circuit that you could do at home. No equipment, all right? I'm going to be starting off with jumping jacks, high knees, burpees, and mountain climbers, all right? But we're going to mix in punches in between, okay? So, for example, we're going to be right here. We're going to throw 1-2, squat down, up, 1-1-2. Again, 1-2, squat down, up, 1-1-2. 1-2, squat down, up, 1-1-2, okay? 1-2. Squat down, up, 1-1-2, right? And after that, you can do jumping jacks, where you jump, you do a jumping jack, and then you throw a punch, and you switch, like so. Jumping jack, throw a jab, jumping jack, throw a cross. Jumping jack, throw a jab, jumping jack, throw a cross. Jumping jack, throw a jab, jumping jack, throw a cross. That's one exercise you can do. Another one, my favorite, burpees, with the 1-2-3-4s. You go down, for full burpee, up, 1-2-3-4. Down, burpee, up, 1-2-3-4. Down, burpee, up, 1-2-3-4. Every exercise of those you want to do for 30 seconds. All right? 30 seconds, 5 rounds. 5 rounds, 30 seconds. The next one is 4 mountain climbers up into an explosive jump. And so, 1-2-3-4. Jump up, 6-5. Back down. 1-2-3-4, jump up, 6-5, again, 1-2-3-4, jump, 6-5, all right? So you can mix it up however you want. I'm going to start posting a little bit of videos on the Best Lifing website of exercises and workouts that you can do at home without a lot of equipment needed. And along the way, I'll be posting tips and tricks on defense, you know, movement, how to move around, how to have proper form, better posture, better technique, stuff like that. And Let me wrap it up with a little bit of head movement. I don't want to get too into it because it will take the whole night. But let me wrap it up with a little bit of head movement, right? So, get into your boxing stance, right here. How to move your head. What you want to do is, you dip your elbow into your hip. Like, remember when we set up for the uppercut? Just dip your elbow into your hip, and lean side to side, side to side. That's called a slip. Slipping left, slipping right. That's called a slip. A slip is mainly used to evade jabs and crosses. Somebody's throwing a jab at me, I slip to my right. This hand goes right across my shoulder. Somebody's throwing a cross at me, I slip to the left, right across my shoulder. All right? So how you could do that with the punches, how you could incorporate it. You throw a 1-2, slip, 2. 1-2, slip, 2. 1-2, slip. See how my elbow dips into my hip? 2. When you slip, whichever side you slip on is the arm you throw. If you slip to the right, you come back with the right. If you slip to the left, you come back with the left. All right? So I'm going to throw a 1-2-3, and then I'm going to slip. I'll be slipping to my left side because my 3 is the last arm I threw. All right? So I'll be throwing a 1-2-3, slip, come back with a 3. All right? 1-2-3, slip, 3. Again, 1-2-3, slip, 3. Again, 1-2-3, slip, 3. I will do a 1-2-1-2, slip, 2. Here we go. 1-2-1-2, slip, 2. 1-2-1-2, slip, 2. All right? So slipping is pretty basic, you know, just moving your head side to side, dipping your elbow into your head. Like I was saying in the beginning of the video, the beginning of the podcast, I'm sorry. Always moving your head side to side. All right? Second form of defense that I'll get into really quick is your rolls. Your rolls. So how you want to roll is you take a little squat down, like you're bending underneath to get underneath the chain or something. You're crossing underneath the chain. When you get on the other side of it, you just roll. Your hands up, always. I'm sorry, I lost my voice because I was teaching class today and I was yelling and stuff. So excuse my raspy voice. But yeah, so hands up right here, boxing stance. Everything's out of your boxing stance always. Your face is always protected. How to roll is you want to squat down, and as you squat down, you begin to shift your weight to the left side. But pretend like you're tracing a U with your head. You come around. Left to right. Trace a U with your head. Left, right. Left, right. All right? Punches you throw after your rolls. I always come up with a hook. I recommend coming up with a hook. You can throw whatever you want. If you roll to the left, you come up with a left hook. If you roll to the left, you see it sets up my left. My weight's on the left side. Come up with a left hook. If I roll to the right, come up with a right hook. Roll to the left, left hook. Roll to the right, right hook. Slip to the left, left hook. Slip to the right cross. Slip to the left hook. Slip to the right cross. One to the left hook. One to the right hook. All these movements you could be doing at home without any equipment, that alone is a workout within itself. Your 3 rounds of shadow boxing will burn at least, I mean, anywhere from 200 to 300 calories easily. Just 3 rounds. A round is 3 minutes. If you shadow box for 3 minutes, take a 1-minute break in between, you already got a workout in. You know, you'll be sweating like crazy. With that being said, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just if you want to follow more boxing tips and tricks, you can always follow me on Instagram. It's Box with Monty.
Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast with our very own Monty. We look forward to joining you next week. See you then. Bye.
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.